one of the things that strikes me about the graphic novel format is that because it only averages about 80 words per page instead of maybe 350 or 400 words per page of maybe a typical book, those who speak English as a second language have a tremendous benefit because the artwork carries them along. So maybe their reading skills aren't that great, and I said English is a second language, but there's even quite a few people that have English as their first language that aren't good readers. And so it's immensely helpful for them. I think of some of the people in prison that are reading this. We give away about 1,000 books per month to prisoners all over the country who just write and request. They've read different ones of my books in the prison library, and they wonder if they can get some more copies, and we always say yes, and we send them books. But Eternity is immensely popular already because it's going to be the most popular book they're going to get that shares the gospel, because the pictures are so great and it's so intriguing and interesting for them to see it in this format. And so for people who do, getting back to English as a second language, this gets the gospel to people who don't have to simply rely on words that might be occasionally hard for them to understand, because the pictures carry along the story. The gospel story is being portrayed. So it doesn't just say Jesus died on the cross. It shows Jesus on the cross. And if they're not familiar with what the expression "on the cross" means, which to some people is meaningless, they have no Christian background. What is on the cross? They literally do not know. They cannot even envision what it means to hang on a cross, to be crucified, is a foreign language. Well, it's not a foreign language when the picture is right there. You're seeing the nails being driven in his hands. You're seeing him hang on the cross. And so there's tremendous advantages. And another thing is, it's already being translated into various languages and will be, and is very cross-cultural. We have some of the heaven scenes, and we've got people of different colors and races, and just wanted to make sure that this wasn't just an American English product, but the one that would fit in every culture.